Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? This is your host, Steve Halepka, back finally.
He's back.
He's back finally.
About friggin' time.
Big shout out to Swag and Tudrick for holding down the fort while I've been working and doing some other crazy stuff. So thank you, both of you, for holding it down. This is the Super Flexible Podcast. Before we get going, I do want to give a belated shout out to all the veterans out there. We recently celebrated Veterans Day on Monday. So big shout out to all those who have served our country. Thank you. Thank you. Cannot say that enough. So before we talk about some NFL news and notes, we've got Tudrick double shot. We've got some talk about some offenses that are under the radar that we can trust going into the fantasy playoffs. And then we've got, of course, the duds over studs. So before we do that, though, let's introduce the guys. Of course, we heard from Swag and Tudrick. So Swag, how you doing tonight, man?
Pretty good, man. How'd your picks do last week? Did you listen to the show, first of all?
I didn't get a chance to listen to the show.
I made picks for you, Steve.
We're going to go over it. I got it.
Good.
I got it here.
My feed was updating on Stitcher for a while, and I just saw it popped up now. It's now updated. So great job fixing that. But yes, we'll review it. We'll review my fictitious picks. For
it was close. Oh, no, you made real ones.
Those were real.
It's on there.
I'll take it.
It's on the notes. It must be.
It's questionable.
Okay. So Tudrick, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
I got them secret notes. I'm at FL2DrinkMinimum and at SuperFlexPod.
Awesome. Swags?
I am at DFF_swag. Thought about going at Rookie Fever tonight, though. Just mess with you guys. Oh. Keeps it real.
All right.
Maybe some foreshadowing. Maybe. Could be.
Well, there's definitely one rookie we have to talk about in a little bit here. But we'll definitely be hit a few more, I'm sure. And of course, I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades on Twitter. So first bit of news here. Let's pour one out for our homie Cooper Kupp. Tore his ACL in week 10 against the Seahawks. Just so brutal. So brutal. Came back after a knee injury and then is back down again for the year. Kupp was obviously having another stellar year as the slot man for that Rams offense. So now we should probably see more Robert Woods in the slot. And then Josh Reynolds gets back on the field. We saw one blow-up game from him. So, Swag, let me ask you, what do you expect from Josh Reynolds going forward?
I don't think he's replacing Cooper Kupp. I'm more excited about Cooks and Robert Woods, not to divert. But I think that Reynolds will probably be wide receiver 3. A lot of upside every week. You know, I think that people might get a little bit excited, though, because Kupp went down and Reynolds had that nice game the last time Kupp was out. But I kind of want to see it again. I think it'll be high ceiling, low floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree on that one. Tudrick, any difference of opinion there?
I feel less inclined to play Reynolds. I'm going to miss those games because I think there'll be some duds in there, too. I don't think I'm as high on Reynolds as I kind of hear going around. So I'm going to pass and hope to maybe play some Gerald Everett in there.
I was just about to ask that. Yeah, so the tight ends obviously actually got some love this past week. Saw some goodness. I believe they accounted for 3 touchdowns this past week, the tight ends. So is Gerald Everett the one we're looking at, Tudrick? Is that the guy over in L.A.?
Higbee's decent, was there before, you know, McVay came in and Everett was one of the first guys that he drafted. And, you know, he's the one that kind of said that he wanted him to be his Jordan Reed. That's kind of before Cooper Kupp kind of, you know, blew up and exploded on with those touchdowns and catches. So I want to believe we're going to see a little bit more Everett, even if it's Everett working out of the slot. We see Everett and Higbee on there and not so much Reynolds. I'm not saying Reynolds won't have his games, but especially in some kind of tight end premium, I want to look to Everett, you know, going on. Tight end's so gross, so give me some guy with upside in that offense. Yep.
Okay. So, Swag, do you think we'll see more two tight end sets now, or do you still think the Rams are going to play their 3-by-1 set, which they play used to play at least like 95% of the time?
But Everett can be in the slot. You call it what you want to.
True. True.
Yeah, I mean, you might even see more Malcolm Brown, you know. I'm going to stop at Gerald Everett on the tight ends as far as interest level goes. After that, I'm probably more interested in Josh Reynolds.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Makes sense to me.
What about you, Steve? Where are you at? You like some Reynolds?
I'm kind of in your boat to drink. I just think his bust weeks will be more plentiful than his boom weeks. So especially at this point in the season where I need production, I need weekly production from every guy on my roster. I'm more inclined to keep him on my bench and maybe stash him and just make sure he's not hurting me in somebody else's lineup at this point.
Gotcha. That's not bad. A little defense.
Yeah. A little defensive action there. Yeah. I mean, I've picked him up in a couple leagues that were more shallow for dynasty leagues that he was actually on the waiver wire for. So just kind of more of a defensive thing. I'm kind of set at receiver. Just want to make sure when the Rams offense goes off, he's not killing me on somebody else's team. So let's move now to that rookie that we were alluding to earlier, at least one. Is this free Lamar Jackson week? Is this finally where we unleash Lamar Jackson on the planet Earth? Joe Flacco didn't practice with a hip injury. Harbaugh saying he might play, might not play. We'll start with Swag because he's the rookie guy. Is this Lamar Jackson time?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm really worried about this situation. I think you could end up seeing RG3. Two Drink and I were talking about this earlier. There's a good chance you see both of them in and out of the game, but they've already said that they're considering starting Robert Griffin, so you might see some of that.
So gross. So gross. Two Drink, do you want to just see Lamar Jackson go off and go wild against that crappy Bengals defense?
I mean, Hugh Jackson's helping on that defense over there now, right? So it's going to be better.
Even worse. Even worse. From the 30th ranked defense to the 31st.
Right. No, I mean, I would love to see it from Lamar, but I don't think we're getting it. Not yet. Like Swags was saying, like Lamar's already getting a couple snaps a game, and they have some packages with Flacco. Can I see that double and Lamar's getting 12, 15 kind of snaps, you know what I mean, in this game? And RG3 is getting the other, you know, 25, 30, somewhere in there. That's kind of the split I'm seeing week one. If this is something that lingers with Flacco, I love that, you know, that schedule, you know, going down into fantasy playoffs and stuff for the Ravens there. So that'd be really nice, but I think you're going to be disappointed. I'm not starting, you know, Lamar Jackson at this point with what we've heard. No
chance. Yeah, no. I totally agree. Unless Harbaugh strictly comes out and says, yes, Lamar Jackson is our starter, there's no way you can start him, especially in this.
It'd be so fun to watch, though. It's exciting as hell if we get to see it, but I don't know if it's the time that we're going to. But, yeah, definitely not starting him.
So with a potential even more limited passing game with Flacco out, do you think they rely maybe a bit more on Alex Collins? Is that this is like an Alex Collins resurgence, or maybe like Ty Montgomery gets more involved? Two Drink.
I mean, I guess Collins, if that's, you know, play good defense and slow it down a little bit. But if you're putting Lamar in there to run, then that's not your game plan. You need to, you know, you're spreading it out. Need to let him get in space and move. And that's not, you know, turn around and hand it to Alex Collins 25 times. So if you're going to put the kid in there, you might as well let him do his thing. Otherwise, you wasted this pick anyways. So it's just which side of that do you really believe on? I think if it's RG3, you're going to see about the same kind of offense as you did before with Joe. I don't think he's got kid gloves on. Let him sling against that bad secondary.
Go ahead, Swags.
I was just agreeing. Yeah.
I mean, for me, though, I think what we've seen in the past, too, with mobile quarterbacks, it does help the running backs just when they are running, you know, read option and other plays like that. So it gives some extra room maybe to the running backs in this situation. So I think Collins may see a slight uptick. I think he could be more of a low-end RB2 versus the flex he's kind of been over the past few weeks. But, yeah, totally agree. I think RG3 would – be less likely to have kid gloves than Lamar Jackson for sure. Let's now move to Detroit, where we move from a hip injury to a knee injury. Marvin Jones obviously missed the fourth quarter against Chicago this past week, didn't practice again. it's looking like the Kenny Golladay show in Detroit. I mean, are there any other receivers? Like, are we looking at TJ Jones at all? Is there anything else besides Golladay we even think about putting into our starting lineups this week, Swags?
I don't hate the TJ Jones mention. I don't think Toudrink will either. He mentioned him a few weeks ago, just even as that third wide receiver. And if Jones is out, I mean, you have to look to the other Jones, TJ Jones. And then I think Riddick and Kerryon Johnson get some passing work.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen Theo really start to be even more involved, which is pretty good to see. I mean, obviously they need anything they can take right now as a pass catcher. So what are we thinking for Theo going forward this week and going forward here more with time to drink?
So we got 7 targets last week, and that's with Marvin Jones in that game. Against Carolina this week, defense is getting better. So I'm gonna give Theo like 10 targets. I don't see how that's the stretch of where he could go. Give him 10 targets and 10 points easy in PPR, probably a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't hate that. You got to think that him coming back and them trading Tate, they made them feel a little bit better about trading Tate away.
I mean, I feel better about playing Riddick than I do TJ Jones, if we, you know what I mean, if you want to look at it that way. It feels a lot safer. Even last week, TJ Jones only got 2 targets. You know, maybe that goes to 5, but that's not the same.
No, I totally agree. Yep. I would definitely flex Riddick over TJ Jones.
There's a good chance both of those cats, you know, we're obviously more of a dynasty base, but we do have a little weekly and redraft stuff in here. I mean, Riddick's only 16% owned. Like, that's stupid now, especially with there's no chance Marvin Jones should play this week. Maybe he does, but he should not.
How about the other side of the ball, Funchess and DJ Moore? You think they're going to bounce back this week?
Slay practice today, so I think he's going to be back. So that's obviously going to probably hurt Funchess most of anything. Their slot corner has been getting worked the whole season. I could see Moore doing some damage here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Take more nice bounce Funchess. Yeah.
Funchess has been so disappointing for me this year.
He's been such a bust, man. Like he had a couple okay games in the middle of the season, and now he's just been, his target volume's not there. He's not converting his targets. It's just been, it's been gross. I mean, we've seen Christian McCaffrey go nuts.
Right. Cam gets one. It's Funchess or Olsen. You don't get to have both in fantasy.
Yeah, no, you're right. You've been saying that for too long, and it does seem that way. If Funchess has his good games, Olsen's not there.
Yeah, you can't. Just the way they play, it doesn't work out. You can still have CMC, you can still have a DJ Moore, or somebody, you know, even Curtis Samuel go off. But I guess where they occupy space and where Cam looks at them, it's Funchess or Olsen. And when Olsen's in, that's your answer.
Yeah, and this year, it didn't seem like it worked as long with Olsen gone. It didn't seem like Funchess had the streak that he had last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Freaking totally. Panthers. I hate the Panthers now, except McCaffrey. He's pretty cool.
Just wait.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a hell of a matchup this week. I mean, the Lions run defense, even with Snacks, is atrocious. Like, it's still one of the, what, 3 or 4 worst run defenses in the league. So I think you're in really pretty good shape starting McCaffrey going forward. Low in RB1 at least, probably in PPR, high in RB1 just with his passing.
Yeah.
It's been totally stupid. These last couple of weeks with his usage. So let's just move it out for your IDPers out there. Some good news on the defensive end front. Joey Bosa practiced pretty awesome on a limited basis on Wednesday. One of the top pass rushers in the league. So that Chargers defense, I know they just lost Denzel Perryman in the middle, but getting back potentially a pass rusher very soon and an elite one at that. So I would just say Chargers defense going forward, are we looking more favorably on them? I know they don't have the easiest of schedules coming up. I know they're playing Denver. He's probably not going to play this week against Denver. But after that, I mean, you got to love them against the Cardinals. Like, that's a beautiful matchup at home against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I feel like they're too highly owned to be streamable though at this point. So I don't really I don't really like it that way. And you're not getting Bosa this week, I don't believe. I'm glad he's practicing, but I don't think he's ready to screw it up, right? Or at least I don't feel like it's not trending that way. So yeah, if he's ready to go next week against Arizona, that's nice. But after that, you're pass.
Yeah, I agree. So let's now talk just a quick O-line segment, obviously. You know, I love the offensive line.
Those guys aren't quick.
Not at all.
Not the Steve O-line. Not allowed. I'm not allowed to call it the Steve O-line.
That's so gross.
I want to name it really something. Big slow. We've got two drinks, double shots.
After the O-line, we'll do it. Calm down,
buddy. We'll work on a segment name going forward. Start next week.
We'll not be Steve O-line.
A couple quick updates. You're good. The Lions placed T.J. Lang, their right guard, with a on injury reserve with a neck injury. Lang has been one of the better offensive linemen for Detroit this year, so look for a potential deterioration in that running game in the middle.
That bar hasn't been real high.
No, not at all. But, you know, as injuries start to pile up on that line, Matt Stafford looks worse. Obviously, he's missing Marvin Jones. Might not be a great week if you're looking to stream Matt Stafford in a pretty good matchup against Carolina. Tron Armstead, the all-pro and Pro Bowl left tackle for the Saints, is going to miss 3 or 4 weeks with a shoulder injury. This could be big, but they do have some pretty solid depth on the offensive line. You know, they've always been able to replace starters that have went down. So I'm just going to look up real quick for depth chart, because I know Ramczyk was the swing tackle last year and stepped in when Zach Strief went down. But now Ramczyk, I don't think they'll move him over to left. I'd be very surprised if they would. But they have Jermon Bushrod, who's not bad. I mean, he's a journeyman at this point, but not a bad player. Can definitely fill in there for a couple weeks for the time being. So I wouldn't expect too much of a big hit to Drew Brees or any of the skill players there. And then finally, Justin Pugh for the Cardinals, placed on injury reserve. That team needs as many offensive linemen as they can get. So missing another one here with Pugh, just that. I mean, we saw such a nice game from DJ too last week. It makes you think that he would be almost independent of offensive line play, but you're starting to lose your decent players up front. It's just going to be that much more of a chore. I know this week you're obviously going to play him. He's in a really, really nice matchup with, I believe it's the Raiders, right, this week? Yeah, with the Raiders. Like, it's such a sexy matchup you have to play DJ no matter what. But just going forward in those tougher matchups, your expectations might be there. Like, in week 12 against the Chargers, don't expect too much from him that week. So now, before we get into two drinks, double shot of the week, let's talk about GT bets.
It could be like lines with Steve.
Doing lines with Steve.
I love it. I love the reference.
We already got my double shot. We're just drug induced super flex. This is perfect.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflexible in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
GTBets, promo code Superflex.
Hit it up. So to drink, let's talk about your double shots for week 11. Hit us up.
So last week I gave you a triple shot all at once, went 2-1. I picked against the Browns, which felt great at the time, even though Swags tried to talk me out of it. So every now and then you can listen to him too. But 2-1, still playing pretty good. First shot this week, we've already talked about it a little bit. Panthers going on the road, -4 at Swags' crappy Detroit Lions. Give me those Panthers minus the 4 points. Yeah. How are the Lions keeping up on the score in this one? It's only Kenny Galladay. We just said the offensive line is bad, or just got worse. TJ Lang, pour one out. No? Swags. Sorry. Defend your Lions. Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm going to drink. Tell me when I can talk.
I'll take the Panthers as well.
Yep.
Feels good.
All right. Taking the Panthers also, man. I think it's a good bounce back spot for them. They got the long week, long layoff with after Thursday night. They got shellacked by Pittsburgh.
Right.
Going into a team that is beat up. The Lions are totally beat up with potentially no Marvin Jones, no TJ Lang. It could get ugly real quick in Detroit. So, yeah, I love that call, man.
All right, let's do second shot then. Why does anybody watch the Raiders versus at the Cardinals? Cardinals -5.5. I'm taking the Cardinals. Both of these teams are kind of trash, but at least the Cardinals look a little better lately since Byron Leftwich has been helping out that offense. Nobody's taking the Raiders. I thought Steve was going to freak out for a minute.
Hell no. I'm taking the Cardinals, man. Good call on Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals here.
Mullins destroyed them. Swags, yeah. I also put this one down here because I want to bring it up. You like this one for Rosen, too. He didn't quite hit the numbers like we thought against the Chiefs, but Raiders are bad too. You recently paid a junk load for Rosen.
I paid a bit.
Steve, have you seen this at all? Do you know how much he paid?
I feel like Steve saw that. I saw a little heart from Steve.
A little heart from Steve. Is that three future firsts for Rosen? Oof. But you gotta like this game. We comfortable flex with Fitz. Yeah, it's super flex. We comfortable with Fitz, Kirk, and DJ? We're playing them all? Even Ricky Seals maybe a little bit? A little bit? Deeper tight end? Nobody's stopping me, right, with the Cardinals? You shouldn't. That's a good pick. Steve, I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Are you there? Steve gone.
I feel like Steve's gone. He liked my pick so much, he decided to bounce. You could leave all that in. Damn it, Steve. I felt like he was in and out a little bit, too.
Man, those are awesome picks. You guys, wait, Steve's back.
No, he left.
He left again. Call us, Steve.
I mean, he can't hear us right now, even if he could hear before. You like my picks?
Yeah, I like those picks. So, I mean, you guys need to get on GT Bets if you guys want. Holler at 2Drink here or any of the Superflex crew and see if we take a shot with you on some of those games and use that Superflex code, all caps.
I believe I will be sitting around all Sunday, this Sunday, finally. I've been crazy on these last couple of Sundays. I'm going to be sitting around, watching these games, drinking good or bad, but probably good because I've been doing pretty well lately. So come let me know. I'll be pretty fun. But Steve is back.
Jesus, my Wi-Fi kicked me off. What the hell is that thing?
Cheese and rice.
It's like the ghost of New Hampshire, man. It's scary stuff. You got to watch out for that kind of stuff.
That's true.
That haircut was scary. I saw it.
So, Steve, did you see that trade that I made to get Josh Rosen?
What was the deal?
I traded 3 firsts for Josh Rosen, Superflex.
Like 2 2019 firsts and a 2020, I think, right? Yep. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's what I said.
Pretty penny, man. That's a pretty penny.
I think I hit it with the I declare bankruptcy. The 2019s
are most likely late firsts.
Yep.
It's good signs, right? Like we've seen Leftwich look like he knows what he's doing on offense. They're involving DJ Moore. Christian Kirk, I think, is going to be a good player. They just need to help him elsewhere. Like this offensive line's trash. They definitely need another receiver. Chad Williams isn't that guy. JJ Nelson's not that guy. I can see the potential in Rosen. God, it's a lot though. It's a lot of capital. Who are your other QBs?
In that league, I have Watson, and then I've been just lucky enough to like grab
like Tannehill and Fitz and Winston or something, right?
No, not in that one.
That's
no.
A different one.
All yeah, right. That's the one I got Case in. But yeah, really, I had Deshaun Watson, and then it's been C.J. Beathard. I've been lucky enough to be able to play Peterman when he played a week and get a few points from him. Like, it's been just totally
well needed.
Watson yeah. and yeah. freaking luckily to get the guy that nobody wanted and get the start out of him for a week, and then he's done. And I'm like, oh shit, what do I do now? and then I finally just got sick of that game and
yeah,
started
yeah.
looking at the future. And I'm the kind of guy that likes to have two or three quarterbacks. Nobody was selling. I didn't want to go after an old guy. My team's pretty good, but not that good. And I wanted Rosen. I wanted Baker. The guy wasn't moving Baker. And then I moved on to Rosen next. The Goffs and Mitch Trubisky's are already way too expensive for what I had to spend.
Yeah, I mean, I think with your situation, I think it's worth it. Like you said, you need that stable second quarterback on your roster at all times. So I think for the move, it's a lot of capital to give up, but I think totally worth it.
I may have been taken advantage of a little bit, and I felt like I was allowing myself to be, and I let him know that I knew that, sort of, like, but hey, I want mm-hmm. him, let's do it. You know, it wasn't an easy deal to get done, but yeah. once I put out that next first, it was.
Yeah, for sure. and then you got the asset that will hopefully be good for you for the next decade.
Yep.
So it ends up being worth it if he hands out.
Yep. Wait a couple weeks here, and I'm going to try to get that Christian Kirk stack.
Get it. I like it. Yep. All right, let's go to everyone's second favorite segment, Two Drinks, Duds Over Studs.
Nice. So quick recap last week, because we had a winner. Two out of the three that we picked actually were correct. So I'm sorry to say, Steve, your pick sucked, dude. You did not do great.
Step that's your what game happens. Up, Steve.
Yeah, that's what happens when you let Swags pick for you.
That was Steve's pick.
Steve's pick was Matt Stafford, his favorite quarterback. He took Josh Rosen over Matt Stafford.
Yep.
Actually felt pretty good about that one going in when he made it. And we were kind of highly pissed that you were going to win with an asterisk, but not so fast. Swags took Mitch Trubisky over Andrew Luck. And Trubisky killed it.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Trubisky was 69% owned. Perfect number.
Nice.
So the difference in percentage points there was 23. So Swags got 23, and then by the scoring I used here on Yahoo, which is where we pull the percentages, Trubisky outscored Luck by 19.67 for a grand total of 42.67.
Damn, bro.
That is a really good score. Wow. I'm not going to lie.
What a monster.
My turn. I took Nick Mullins at 10%. Gave me a whopping 20.77 points. But that's all right, because I picked him against Andy Dalton at 71%, who only put up 15 against the Saints. No AJ Green. Don't want to start Andy Dalton. Therefore, my percentage points was 61, just for 10. Luckily, Mullins outscored him by a full 4.23 points. I get 65.23 for the week and the W. Suck it to you both.
So does Steve get negative points? Like, are we keeping track of our points?
Zero,
or it's just
right?
like weekly
just
wins?
Just a zero.
It's just a zero. I literally just wrote, damn it, Steve, next to
that left. Works.
Try to keep that in there. Just damn it, Steve, for week 10. So since I won, I'm going to go first because I've made up this game anyway. So I like yours, Steve, and I almost picked yours, but I won't spoil it. So I'm going to take Dak Prescott at 44.
I like yours, too.
Yeah. He's at Atlanta, so the matchup is super juicy. We've got Amari there. Feels like he's on a little bit of an upswing. I think Zeke eats this week against that Atlanta defense as well. So looking for the touchdown total to be up. Maybe Dak gets a little rushing touchdown in there to really help me. Over to Deshaun Watson, who has 97%. At the Washington Redskins. I'm not in love with the Redskins offense, but I like their defense, especially against Watson, who just really hasn't been putting up crazy numbers if you look at it. And at 97%, I think, you know, Nuke has a decent game. And after that, I'm not really sure. So I'm feeling pretty good about my matchup this week. But Steve, I like where your head's at. And I almost went that way.
I almost went your way too. I almost picked Dak. Because I was watching some Cowboys film this past week, and I really liked what they had, what they were working with. We'll talk about mine real quick. So I'm going with our pal Blake Bortles at 22% against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. I know Pittsburgh's been playing some really good defense as of late, but I expect the Jags to be down and Bortles to have a ton of garbage time here.
Yeah.
Over Phillip Rivers, who is playing at home against Denver. We've seen from the Chargers, when they get a lead, they're going to lean on Melvin Gordon. Rivers does not have to do a ton of work on this offense to be effective. Yeah. He's been very efficient, don't get me wrong, with his touchdown and his touchdown percentages, but it's been the Melvin Gordon show, man. Like, he's been so damn good as of late, not only running, but had a nasty long run after a catch this past week for a really huge gain. So I'm going to take Bortles at 22% over Phillip Rivers at 95%.
I like that. That's a good one, man. You Bortles outscores them by one, and you get that 70% bonus. That's big.
Yeah, but redeeming myself from last week.
I like it. Yeah, a little redemption.
Can't get worse.
That's right.
Swags.
But Steve, where you like at? We said, I liked yours from last week. But yeah, you.
We
you
both liked it.
Did end up sucking that
in
up.
In a moment.
So I'm going to stick on Steve's guy from last week. I'm going to take the 5% owned Josh Rosen, and I'm going to throw him up against the 95% owned Kirk Cousins up against Chicago.
Oof. You got some cojones, my friend.
Yep. For like the W.
Yeah, I like that one. That's huge. I think Kirk still has an okay game. I know that Chicago defense is all right, but you're playing – You just barely need him to outscore, and then you get 90 points right up the front. Yep. I hear you. I hear you. It's not the safest, but
odds there. Yeah, the spread and.
I mean, I obviously like that. You know that Cardinals game taking them 5.5 mm-hmm. points over the Raiders. So I like that one. That's good.
Quick question to both of you.
Yeah.
Does that Minnesota Chicago game have like sneaky shootout potential?
It could be a real fun game to watch, yeah.
Like, because both offenses are so pass heavy right now.
Diggs
I,
back
I know
this week?
Minnesota's defense has been better, but like,
Diggs should play. Yes,
yeah.
Sounded like Diggs could have gone last week, and they chose to set him out.
And then
so
sat
I think
out through the bye. So
I think he'll be ready to go. Rock and roll. I'm hoping for a big Dalvin game.
And it's Dalvin time. Too. Dalvin 100% back. Get it?
Yeah.
Finally,
let's rev that engine up. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Yeah.
That's a weird engine. If it sounds like that, you should probably take it to the shop. But
oh man,
I'm just saying, I'm ready.
Give a shout out to Finero and find you a choo choo train.
I like it.
Awesome. All right, so now one of our other main topics tonight, when we're going to talk about this because it's getting close to the fantasy playoffs. We're down the home stretch here. Let's talk about a couple offenses, the non obvious ones. Like obviously we love the Chiefs. Obviously we love the Rams. Let's talk about some offenses that might be under the radar that you can trust heading into the fantasy playoffs. Trust their main players. I'm going to start with Dallas Cowboys. I know there aren't very many pieces to trust here, but the ones that you are on rosters, you can trust. Zeke is an absolute monster. We've seen it. We're seeing some light boxes now because of, guess who, Amari Cooper. Cooper's seen 8+ targets in back-to-back games. He's converting those at a higher rate now with Dak. Dak seems to be more comfortable throwing to Amari as well. And we've even seen Dak, especially in a super flex setting, be an every week high-end QB2. I'm really kind of confident in these three pieces. The players on the periphery, like you're not going to be playing your Jeff Swains during the playoff time. You're not going to be playing your Cole Beasleys. But for those three pieces, I think there are every week starts, and I think you set them and forget them if they're on your roster.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's go to Swags.
And you're saying under the radar. I mean, it's such a tough one for me.
I think Beasley might actually be kind of safe floor. I mean, deeper league, but PPR?
Deeper league, yes. Yeah, deeper league and PPR. So like,
that ending schedule is so nice. Like,
it's
from
so
here
nice.
On out. So, yeah.
So sexy. Yeah.
So, man, this is such a tough one for me. I won't even lie. So I'm going to go – I'm going to be total
Don't
homer and go to the Detroit Lions and
okay.
go Ooh. With Kenny Galladay and Kerryon Johnson and Matt Stafford.
Stafford too. Okay.
Yeah, I'll throw him into that mix. The schedule's starting
to
get a little bit better now. And I'm not saying he's going to give you the number one or a top five quarterback numbers, but I think trustworthy floor.
I like it. I like it. And I think we've seen, like you said, Kerryon is clearly the guy there now. I mean, it's just he is the man.
Yeah. Really excited about him.
Yep. And Galladay is just a freaking freak show. It's scary what he can do.
Yep. Such a value on that guy for what he's doing compared to like Corey Davis and Mike Williams and those guys.
Oh, for sure. Hmm. Totally for sure. To drink, what you got?
I want to say the Vikings coming out of the bye just because I love Dalvin, but I feel like that's kind of cheating. That's kind of on that upper side with those pieces there. So I'm going to go to the Browns, which is really who I thought Swags was going to say. But really, since they decided that the coach there really sucks, and even though I didn't like Haley being gone, this offense has looked better since. Chubb ripped off that monster game. Swags, he was the RB1 last week, right? I feel like you jammed that down my throat.
Yeah, he was. And I mean, outside of somebody like Mark Ingram, he's one of the freshest running backs in the league and coming out of a bye.
I mean, Duke had another touchdown last week as well. I'm super comfortable with Baker going forward. I know we really haven't seen it out of the pass catchers there, but I really think Landry might even be a buy low if you can get somebody that wants to bail at this point because he's had a couple of bad games. I think he has a really nice finishing season. And I want to see Njoku get there. But at some point, like, there's only so many balls to go around. But if you give me Chubb and Duke, that's where I was safe, go. That Mayfield. Was
my question to you. How do you feel about Njoku?
I mean, that's the one I'd like to see, but I think we're gonna get an Oakley flex spot out of either Njoku or Callaway, and that's the part that's gonna be hard to pick, the rest of the season. But give me the other four guys moving forward, and I feel pretty good about it.
What about Higgins?
And they're on bye, and Higgins has been nuts, like Super Deep Dynasty.
Higgins has been showing up.
But you gotta respect it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I mean, Higgins outscored Callaway rest of the season. That's, like, he's been doing it already.
Yeah, I hate it. It's happening.
Go
get
Rashard Higgins. That's stupid.
Absolutely.
Forget about the name. Look at the production. And you got to feel like that team's going to have to throw it.
He might be on waivers in deeper dynasties just sitting there.
Seriously.
Yep. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I bet you could still get him as a throw-in because nobody wants Rashard Higgins. Like, you just don't. You say that name, you're like, pass.
If somebody owns him, it might be a little bit harder to pry him. Because they own him for a reason.
Maybe. But, what at most, what are you going to give it up? What are you giving up for Rashard Higgins? Like a third?
No, I'll give you a third or a fourth. I'll start with
I don't think anybody's moving it for that. And you're not giving a second.
Not giving a second. Definitely not giving a
second. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's one of those guys where you can, make it happen for relatively cheap if you really believe in the talent. I mean, I think right now he's definitely better than Callaway. Like, it's not even close.
Kenneth Dixon.
Just stop it, please.
The Browns get Cincinnati twice after this bye coming out. Once out of the bye and once in week 16, which should be your fantasy championship. Like, yes, please. Sign me up. Where is it?
I like it. I like it a lot. So, they're the obvious teams, right, that we talked about earlier. So you're going to be starting your Rams, besides probably Josh Reynolds, depending if you're Swags or you're Two Drink or myself. You're going to be starting your Chiefs. Like, you're going to be starting your Packers.
But then, with that said, Steve, do we start to look at, Malcolm Brown week 16 just in case? Or Spencer Ware if Hunt sits? Or those guys? We're talking 2 weeks out? I'm talking, playoffs. 16.
Right, but you're talking about 16. You feel like they got it locked up two games before? I think it's nice that the Rams and Chiefs both have that loss at this point. You know what I mean? And Saints are right there too and own that tiebreaker if they can get there. So I think the Saints winning against the Rams, last week or 2 weekends ago, I think was the best thing that could have happened for that. It's crazy to think about one win or loss there, but just all those teams jumbled up.
We were just talking about Josh Reynolds. You don't think that Malcolm Brown is relevant to this conversation?
I think
you're early. You make me. I don't want to. I don't want to play the handcuff game. I'm not ready to do it yet.
So what week then would you start to pick up handcuffs? Like 14? You're safe?
Probably 14. After next week, yeah.
But you're already picking up Malcolm Brown. You have to trade for him.
In Dynasty or Redraft?
In Dynasty.
I mean, if I own Gurley, then I probably already own Malcolm Brown. Like, I wouldn't have waited until this point there. I'm talking about more Redraft at that point, going into those last weeks. That's your own damn fault if you own Gurley in Dynasty and haven't got Malcolm Brown long before this time. Like, you should have had that last year during this time when he sat out those last games. I had to play Malcolm Brown in week 17 in a championship game. Felt great.
So
why are you playing elite to week 17?
So what you're saying, if
which is fine, but you're done in 16 and I'm still playing.
If somebody was stupid enough to not own Malcolm Brown by now, that they should attempt to get him?
Yes.
Okay.
In Dynasty, yes.
Yes, Dynasty for sure. Dynasty for sure.
And redraft, well, I don't
that's
care
what we're
yet.
Talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what
well,
I said.
Well, you
down
weren't
for.
Listening to me first. Jerk.
So let's talk about that just philosophy wise. Dynasty versus redraft. Obviously, Dynasty, typically deeper benches. Like, what's your cutoff for automatically rostering handcuffs? Like, what level of back? I mean, were you rostering both? Like Christian McCaffrey and CJ Anderson, were you?
No, I'm with Two Drink on that strategy in a redraft format. I'm not a big handcuff guy
right,
either.
But in Dynasty.
Dynasty, if I can get a hold of them for the right price, I don't mind it. I'm pretty deep most of the time, or I like to be. I like my
so deep.
My worst running backs on a lot of teams are somebody like Kerryon Johnson. Somebody like that.
Well, excuse me. Well,
so
just don't play with
humble,
Swag.
Humble brag.
No, I'm just
first world problems.
It's just that's how I build my teams. That's how I like my teams to be. That's who I go after. So in a lot of my situations, I will try to get handcuffs. I was one of the guys that went a little too in on John Kelly this year on my girly teams rather than Malcolm Brown. I won't lie. So I'm one of those stupid guys that needs to go out and try to get Malcolm Brown, and I probably won't, to be honest with you, because that's Gurley's team, right. And I'll just play Kerryon Johnson week 16 if that happens or if Gurley gets hurt. And that's just my situation. But if I can get Malcolm Brown for the right price or if I'm in a trade talk and he happens to be on your team, I'll try to get you to throw him in for me, but I'm not going after him anywhere.
Okay. To Drink, feel the same way? Or are you more inclined to picking up the handcuffs? I know we started to talk about that for redraft, but dynasty-wise?
Yeah, I don't want to overpay for it. I get it, but I would rather go after that, you know, second-tier PPR back instead of my handcuff. Like, give me Nyheim Hines instead of the Malcolm Brown. So if I need to, I'll plug
Jalen
in that.
Rashard.
Yeah, I'll take any of those guys over my Malcolm Brown if Gurley, like, rather than having to pay up for it. Like, I'm not giving you a second. Get that out of here. Like, I'll go take Rashard. And I bet I could get Rashard for that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no thanks. Do you do that, Steve? I mean, it's cool if you do. I don't think it's right. But...
No, I mean, like you said, it's the price, right? So, I mean, if I'm not paying a second rounder for a handcuff, I should have enough bench depth built up of good players where – it's obviously not having an extra Todd Gurley on my roster, but I should have enough players that I could fill it in with competent starting running backs for that week.
And an extra Todd Gurley would be the shit. That would be awesome.
That'd be pretty awesome, right? That's like the dream.
One of those copycat leagues, like where you have multiple copies of players, like can you own the same player? Like could you be like, I'm starting three Todd Gurleys this week. Suck it.
No.
Like, is that allowed? I don't think
I don't think that's possible, but it'd be ridiculous.
You should. We should make a league. Like, just stupid. Next layer. Keep going.
I like it. All right. So before we talk about our super flex trades, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
Scouting Academy is totally awesome. Definitely check it out. Now on to Two Drinks sneaky superflex trades for the week.
Yep, I cheated against you guys by not putting them on your sheet. All right, we're just gonna name random stuff too. That's cool. but no, I didn't want you guys to see these, so you couldn't cheat or think about it. I want instant reaction from you both, and I'm gonna cheat because that's how it works when you have the sheet. So at I'm gonna call him Dr. Pra at dr underscore pra. I didn't choose the hardest of ones since I had to do it, so you're welcome to me. Who would you rather have in Dynasty half PPR? We got three wide receivers here, and they're kind of all over the board. So Amari Cooper, Corey Davis, Calvin Ridley. You get one. Who would you rather have? Real quick, Amari Cooper's 24, Corey Davis is 23, Calvin Ridley is 23, in that order for when they have their next birthday as well.
Steve, what do you think?
Amari Cooper. Lock it in. He's gonna. I know we've seen Corey Davis have some splash games, and I like what I've seen out of Corey Davis. He's an athletic freak. I'm taking Amari.
Yeah, I'm going Kirby. Kirk. I can't talk. Cooper. Davis. Ridley for me.
Calvin Ridley.
Didn't you say Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, you said Cooper. You confused me.
You're going Calvin. You put him in order.
I'm taking Amari Cooper. And then I'm taking Corey Davis, and then I'm taking Ridley.
Oh, just like I listed them.
Yes.
Even though I only asked you to pick one, you ranked all three.
Yeah,
you
don't I like it.
Bonus, you don't play bonus points.
Above and beyond.
Yep. Bonus points. Well, fine. I will also put them in that order. So all three of us like Amari one in that group. Corey Davis, 44%. We got like 300 and something votes. Yeah, I hear you there. I do like the Tennessee offense. If it's starting to turn that corner, it's kind of nice. Like, mm-hmm. I get it if he's going to be fed. But I still want upside of Amari there. But Amari, 33%. Corey Davis, 44%. Calvin Ridley, 23%. I wonder if we did this, like, week three when Ridley was crushing it, if he would have
78% it. Calvin Ridley at that point.
Right?
Yeah. He's mellowed out a lot.
Yeah.
All right, keep going. At Lit803, pretty sure he's had some on here before. 12-team PPR Dynasty. I like this one because currently it is not Superflex, but they are converting to Superflex in 2019. So that's awesome. Awesome to see that league stepping up. Maybe you don't want to tell your league mates about this podcast, but convince other people to do Superflex.
I'm curious how you're
going to
handle the conversion, though. Are people getting ready for it, or you putting all the quarterbacks back into the pot, or
nope? Teams are how they are. He said his current situation is bad at best. That's the information I got. So Sutton, Cortland Sutton, and a mid to late first, or Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, easy.
Rodgers, not even close. Especially if you're converting to Superflex. It's not even close.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
I'll throw in a blowy.
Whoa.
Yep. That's a great deal.
Above and beyond. That's what that was, above and beyond.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Making up for my Steve Perry comment back there.
I feel better now. And I feel gross saying better. 31% took Sutton. That's kind of why I wanted to bring this up. Is that people just not understanding what Superflex really means? Are there those people
Aaron
out there
Rodgers
that are just like,
is,
I don't
what?
Get it. Is that it? Is it more people not knowing who Aaron Rodgers? Like,
that's probably
my mind is blown.
With Case getting thrown the ball to him. Goodness, it's Aaron Rodgers. People, I know. Like, so this guy is getting or trying to get Aaron Rodgers.
The 33% makes me feel silly for throwing in the blowy.
30, yeah. 31 out there didn't need the blowy, and you gave it up anyways. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You do you, but I understand. Moving on. At Matt Spencer, there's two A's in there, so I had to elongate it. This is a 12-team PPR Dynasty Superflex. This trade was made between Matt Spencer and our boy at FF Stumpy. So appreciate him from a couple weeks ago. That was a fun episode. Still some decent Dynasty information in that, so go check it out. Lots of relevant stuff there. But there's a lot of stuff going on here, fellas. I'm sorry, but I had to get it in because I felt like it was good. So cool one team, it is a cool story, bro. One team is rebuilding, getting the 2019 101, 102, 103, 104, and a late first. I'm not sure how they know it.
That trade. I couldn't. Right. There's so many picks. Like, and how do you know that's where the picks are? But anyway, keep going.
Yeah, I'm
going well. 2019, 101-104, and what else?
Plus a late first. Plus a early second.
Oh my God.
Plus Tyler Boyd. Plus Nick Mullins. I don't really care why that matters, but and plus Justin Jackson, which is also what the FP
doesn't team matter.
Yeah. But okay. So the other side is Keenan Allen, Tyrell Williams. I hate having both of those pieces, but okay, I'm going to move one. Mahomes.
Oh, God.
Fournette.
Jeez.
Njoku and MVS.
I want that side.
I want that side by far.
I wanted to go first, you jerks. You both went first. I also want that side. So I had a little back and forth with him, and I understand his reasoning behind getting rid of Fournette. It's same kind of concerns I've had a little bit, is just not knowing how long this guy's going to be healthy, what you're actually getting from him. Feels like Keenan Allen has underperformed. Totally get that too. The guy, Matt Spencer, talks about like probably not making all those picks, right? Using those picks as you get closer to rookie draft, they still balloon up. Trading them for proven assets. My only question mark is I feel like the proven assets you needed were the ones that you gave up.
There's super flex. A few weeks ago, you two said that Mahomes was the most valuable asset in super flex dynasty, as well as Stompy.
Yep.
And he just sold him for a first.
No, Stompy got Mahomes and all these other pieces.
Yeah.
Stompy's on that side.
Gotcha.
Like, I personally feel like if I had the 101 through 104, I'd give you all of that for Mahomes right now. No problem.
Yep.
And feel good about it and feel like I almost kind of feel bad.
I just traded three firsts for freaking Rosen.
Right. Not the best player in the freaking game.
And I've been giving out blowies. I feel ridiculous tonight.
So I just want to throw something at you real quick.
More?
Of course. It's this super sneaky two drinks trades. You never know what's coming on. I'm taking Superflex away. It's not Superflex now. Now it's just a 12-team PPR Dynasty League. Do you feel any different about it? I mean, obviously, no. You feel different not getting Mahomes, but you're still taking that side, right?
But then you're getting Fournette, Mahomes, and
MBS.
Keenan Allen. Harold Williams.
Changes a lot. But I still want that side. I agree. And because, I mean, even the picks are worth less if it's not super flex, to be fair.
Yeah,
correct. Even in a bad super flex, you know, rookie draft.
Yeah, I'll still take that side, sure.
Agreed. See, it wasn't that bad. All right, I got one last one. One last one here.
Get it.
12-team, full PPR, not super flex, because every now and then it's just fun. And this is actually just a 2-team keeper. So just every now and then I like to throw something different at you guys that we don't go through, because there are lots of crazy formats out there. And I'm down for all of them. They should be super flex. Zeke on one side. Or Sir Michael Chubb. That's not his name. Nicholas Chubb.
That's not his name at all.
Sony Michelle. That's what messed me up. Because even though it's Michael. Anyways, I'm going to do that one more time since I messed up. Zeke on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Chubb, Michelle on the other side. 12-team.
Fun.
2-team.
So my question, this is to two drink, because I think I know Swag's answer. Can Chubb's value be any higher right now? Like, is he like topped off? Like, do you see him as like a top five running back going forward in Dynasty, or is this like peak value for Nick Chubb right now?
Yeah, so me and him have definitely kind of had some conversation very similar to this.
Yeah.
I don't think he's top five. I wonder if this is absolute tops though. Like, right? it might plateau here for a while. I'm not saying it's going down, but I don't know that it's going to climb and only at some point maybe start to go the other way. It might be plateau for a while, but I don't know that we're getting it higher.
Right? Like, you don't run for 190 yards every week in the NFL. It doesn't happen. Like, it's proven not to happen.
He ran for 120 on three touches.
True. 105, wasn't it? Something. Anyway, yeah. I mean, he's just over 400 yards from a 1,000-yard season when he didn't really play until, you know, what, week six?
Yeah, I mean, he's been awesome. Don't get me wrong. He's been really good. It's a really fun trade. Gosh. Is the team getting Michelle and Chubb a contending team? Do we know that? Or are they
both are middle of the pack here. Both are middle of the pack fighting for playoffs. I don't know, like, depth of other running backs or wide receivers outside of that. But two-man keeper. So, essentially, you're trading Zeke to keep two running backs for next year as well, opposed to Zeke plus whatever else is on your team.
Right.
I didn't get, like, any round penalty or anything like that. I think it's just a straight two-man keeper.
So, when I'm in a short keeper league, I want the best players as possible. To me, Zeke is still a tier above Chubb and Michelle.
Yep.
And I'm hopeful I have another piece on my roster that's in that near elite tier at least. So for me, because of that, I will take Zeke by the ever so slightest of margins.
Swags?
I will easily take that Nicholas Chubb and Michelle side. I don't have to think about it. I'm so excited. I'm telling you about it after I hit accept. I'm not asking you if I should. I don't want you to taint my perspective of this trade.
I like it.
And to be fair, I mean, you guys said, is Chubb a top five running back going forward? Is Zeke?
Yes.
I think Zeke is right at that line.
Why isn't Chubb?
Because Zeke's in the passing game.
So since Chubb's taken over the backfield, he, I believe, has outperformed Chubb by average and even his last three games.
So Zeke's last game, I think, was the best performance that would probably be the best performance of any of them. Am I right about that?
For Zeke's last game compared to Chubb's last game?
It's fairly close.
Chubb's was a little bit better. I mean, points-wise, fantasy points-wise.
Can I jump on the Cowboys for a second? We had Travis Frederick come back for this game. You know, the guy, the center, the all-pro center, Adrian Bure, playing in that game. If we continue to get that, then I like it a lot more. But again, is this one of those things where he's going to be questionable after a couple of games and not playing again? Because he makes a huge difference on that O-line. That's a little question mark there. I'm going to take.
No, I'm not arguing that. It just doesn't affect my opinion on this. That sure. Cleveland Browns team is still such a young team. And I mean, Zeke is very young, to be fair. But
right.
But I'll still take. I think that Chubb and Zeke are that close to date and going forward. And then you throw me Sony, and I'm sporting that Sony Walkman all the way. Chubb is outscoring Zeke. Do I have to say it again? And I don't see what we need to be worried about, even if this is the Chubb we get to see.
I put my ear up to the microphone. It doesn't work that way.
No, it does not. So
I better have headphones.
So I'm not saying Chubb has surpassed Zeke to this point, but I don't think it's out of the realm that they are that close in the same tier. If Zeke gets to maintain his top five, which he hasn't had all year, then Chubb is right behind him.
If the Zeke side also has like Kerryon Johnson, so you're next year you're keeping Zeke and Kerryon
Johnson.
Changes
things a lot.
Are you doing that over Chubb and Michelle?
I'll take the Zeke side now.
Okay. I don't know that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that would change it a ton. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. I'm with you though on the pick side. If it was 8 or 10 man, then I'm probably going to go to Zeke, but at 12, which this one is, or obviously anything above, I'll take the 2. Cause I think it's close enough to give me Michelle without knowing what else that Zeke side has.
Fair.
That's all my sneaky trades.
Awesome. I'll take Chubb versus Zeke.
That's all of them.
After the bye week 12 on ROS. If you guys
really
think of a way to come up with something for that.
I would do a $10 bet or $10 to Fantasy Cares.
Yeah, definitely.
I will watch you do that.
put that on the board. Where is that?
Third Mike.
We'll figure it out.
We're employing him for this show now, too. It'll be on the breakdown page. Cross show promo.
Yep.
Get it. Get it.
You knew it.
We're going to give you a little bit of the money we don't get now.
All right. So before we head out, Two Drink, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
They can find me at FL2DrinkMinimum and at SuperflexPod. Hit those up. Let's get it retweeted.
Swag, what about you?
I'm at DFF_swag.
Follow it. Drop all the feeds there. Steve, where can they find you?
I'm at The Real Holupka, at Superflex Trades. Don't forget to use that hashtag Superflex. Tag us, as Two Drinks said. And we are out.
No, we're not.
45 seconds, triple shot.
I don't even have a drink. Fuck, 45.
45 seconds.
Chiefs are getting 3.5 points versus the Rams on Monday night. It's back in L.A. Since Mexico isn't good. Whole place. It's just not good. I feel like you don't have any Mexican listeners from Mexico, so it's okay. Take the Chiefs getting any kind of points. I just offended a bunch of people. I'm sorry.
Hey, at least they're not in Mississippi.
At least they're not in Mississippi. All right. Or Wyoming. That place sucks too. Chiefs +3.5. Take the points. DTBet Superflex. You should have cut it when we left before. I feel like that is all my time.
Oh my God.
Music. I don't know why you guys don't have as much fun as me.
Oh, I had a ton of fun. What are you talking about? I'm having fun.
Oh my God.
Freaking crying over here.
Oh.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at DFF_Swag, and Two Drink, at FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and call us for a friend, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts from the DFF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IEP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBets EU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.